Thanks everyone for downloading this episode of the Nerdball Podcast. I'm your host, Lorenzo Melcher, sitting in my recording basement again and again. This is my spot to be. This is where it's happening. And I guess this makes it the easiest to do. So I do have some leads on possible in-person places or places to do in-person videos, which I will hopefully be looking at here in the next few weeks, see what we can get lined up. Although it is baseball and softball season starting to pick up here. So hopefully I can make it to June like I normally do and take June off. Because that seems to be the busiest time for me, but we'll see how it goes. Since I am down to one a week, maybe I will be able to hit up June and not take it off like I normally do. So again, as always, thank you to all of you for listening, downloading, subscribing, and doing everything for the podcast. You guys make this thing grow, and I'm just putting that content out there, and hopefully you guys are listening and liking it. So don't forget about the YouTube page. Just search the Nerdball Podcast. The Gmail is the nerdballpodcast@gmail.com. All that awesome stuff. So again, I appreciate you all. Excited for you to listen to this brand new episode.
Hi, this is Caroline Hanna, and this is the Nerdball Podcast.
This is the Nerdball Podcast with Lorenzo Melcher.
Caroline Hanna, thanks for coming on my podcast. Again, I was just searching just now to see what episode you were on the first time, because I feel like it was forever ago.
It was me and Bella, wasn't it?
Yeah. So this is number 222, and you were on the 45th episode.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was almost 3 years ago. It was April 12th of 2021. So,
my God.
That was a while ago.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So thanks again. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So as I normally have been doing, I wait until the last minute to text people and say, hey, do you want to come on the podcast? And you were my first text and you said yes. So here we are. So
perfect. I'm glad it worked out.
Before we get into what your life has been since you were last on 3 years ago, so the question I ask everyone all the time, what is something you're nerding out about, something you're really into, some hobby, something that gets you away from work and school, something you do just like for you, something you've been doing for a long time, or you know, just started?
You know, recently it's been reenacting 1812 over at Fort Meigs, being in the field music and playing the fife, and I'm transitioning into like fashion of the 1800s and like Regency era. Oh my gosh, it's
okay. There's a lot to unpack, so I'm going to start with, so you're saying reenacting the Battle of 1812 at Fort Meigs as if you're just doing it by yourself or within one other person? That's the way it made it sound.
Oh no, we have a crew. There's a whole bunch of people that do it.
So I normally do like see a lot like things like that happen at Fort Meigs, I think I saw you one time at the Apple Butterfest too, dressed in your historical garb. This most recent, or when was the last time you were at Fort Meigs dressed in your historical dress doing this?
Let's see, well, the last battle I was at was in January, but probably the last time I was at Fort Meigs in my gear was July 4th.
Okay. All right. So when you are on, or when you're doing a battle, what do you do personally?
So as the field music, we use like little ditties and little short snippets of songs to convey messages to the troops.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Do you yourself have weapons?
No. My, the drum major guy who leads us, he has a sword, but I don't get anything cool. They don't trust me with that.
So is this historically accurate?
Yeah.
Stuff. So would these people back in the day, they're just playing field music without any way to protect themselves?
Yep.
Oh my God. That seems,
and we're in the front terrible. Too.
Yeah. That seems terrible. That seems the worst job ever.
You know, I mean, girls wouldn't have been doing it. So it's not 100% accurate. Like accurate in the sense that I'm a girl doing it, but yeah. I mean, yeah, down to the weapons, everything's pretty accurate.
It just seems like the songs would have to be really simple, because I feel like the few field musicians would be dying pretty quickly.
they are pretty simple, actually.
Okay. I just feel like that in order to replace these people, it has to be like, all right, and a one and a two, and you know it. Let's go. You know?
I mean, they recruited people with music and recruited people that already had music, like backgrounds and stuff, like little kids and stuff. So
yeah.
I mean, they were in, like, an important integral part of battle. So
okay. All yeah. Right. So what got you into doing this in the first place?
I went to reenactment at the fort and I said, hey, I play the flute, to the leather maker. And he's like, you should go talk to our band director. I was like, okay, why not? Went up to John, who's the, like, the drum major fella there, and said, hey, I play the flute really well and I kind of want to get involved. And he just roped me in immediately, snagged me right away.
Yeah.
It just went from there.
How old were you?
This was probably junior year, senior year of high school.
Okay.
So after COVID, but
yeah.
You know, everything was starting to get back to normal and I just happened to show up in right place, right time and got into it.
This is wild to me. I knew you did it. I just to be the super specific. So now though, besides battles, now you go to festivals or fairs or that kind of stuff and you dress that way too, right?
Yeah.
Is it hard? Do you make your stuff or do you find stuff?
So we have a crew of about 5 or 6 women that all they do is, when we have reenactments and downtime in the wintertime, all they do is hand sew. And it's all historically accurate and everything's hand sewn. And, you know, we do use sewing machines for some of the stuff, but no, they make everything from, like, the wool coats people are wearing to, like, the leather maker makes all the different leather accoutrements that you need, yeah, like straps and belts and all that stuff. Almost everything is handmade.
Do you ever go to the mill at Providence Metro Park and see them do the, I think it's, what do they have there? Like a blacksmith there. And they do that stuff. And I think they've done leather things there before too, but they got a bunch of cool stuff like that.
We have a blacksmith on site at the fort who makes all of our stuff. But I actually haven't been to the Providence Mill, which is, I feel guilty about it because I've lived in Toledo for my whole life, but I've been on the boat plenty of times. So
okay.
I think that makes up for it.
Well, I was gonna say I've never been on a boat, but that's a lie because I had to paint it 1 year. So I was working and painting on a boat. But my first job that when I first got to Metro Parks was at Providence Metro Park, and I didn't even know it existed or knew where it was until the day before I was to start, and I went, and me and the whole family went to check it out because I've never been there before. So don't beat yourself up about it, because according to the popularity of all the Metro Parks, not a lot of people know about it. So you're not alone.
And now here you are at the most famous, loved Metro Park in full circle.
Oh yeah, very, very much so. Super, super popular. So all these, how often are you able to use or have fun with this hobby of yours? Because I feel like it has to be very specific.
Obviously, it's more in the summer, you know, because mm-hmm. everyone's outside doing stuff and, you know, the women can wear their dresses and all that stuff. But I'd say maybe once a month I do something related to reenacting. But in between then, I'm always like playing the fife, practicing my music and all that stuff. So, I mean, I do it a lot. It's just kind of behind the scenes.
Do you have people that you play the music with, like when you're not in battles, you just like, hey, guys, you want to practice or you want to get together?
Oh, yeah. We have women that don't actually march with us, but still like to play the instruments and stay involved. So we have a little group of about 7 of us that just get together and jam, which is really fun.
So besides the fife, it does sound fun. But besides the fife, what other instruments are in this band? Your jam band here when you're not battling, I'm assuming it's very similar to when you're in battles too.
Yeah, it's all really similar. It's the fife, a snare drum, bass drum, and then there's the auxiliary fun stuff where we have triangle, finger cymbals, Like finger so symbols. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even
just someone going,
yes, we have finger symbols. And people have to stand there in uniform, in military uniform, and play the finger symbols. I kid you not.
That's that doesn't sound as fun as the other air instruments, but I'm sure everyone loves it.
It's the official. This is the official ad for everybody to come to Fort Meigs. You get to see someone play the finger cymbals.
When is this? When's the next time? July 4th or around July again?
So actually, around Memorial Day, the weekend before Memorial Day. We have the reenactment for the first siege of Fort Meigs. So the first time the fort was like really attacked.
Okay.
And a bunch of people come in from all over. We have people from like Michigan and Canada and all that stuff that come down. So that's our next really big thing.
And if people go watch, because I'm assuming people watch, can they just like walk around, or do they are they in one spot and they have to watch from there?
No, you can walk around. I mean, obviously you can't stand in front of a cannon when we're firing it, or you know, in front of the people that are shooting. But other than that, you can walk anywhere on the grounds that you want, as long as you pay admission.
How much does it cost? Do you know?
I think admission's like really cheap. It's like $7 or $8. And then if you're a veteran, it's even cheaper, or a senior or a kid. So it's really reasonable.
And what battle is this? Battle of 1812, or is this just?
Yeah, this is War of 1812. Yeah.
So Fort Meigs, I want to write this down. but the weekend before Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Monday, I think, is the parade with the high school marching band and everything, but right before that's first siege.
Okay. All right. You know, it'd be really cool. Do people talk in the period, in time period too, or do people just talk regular?
Oh, I mean,
because it'd be really cool if people did that too. But that is asking a lot.
People give demonstrations and everything, but I feel like English hasn't really changed that much since 1812.
Yeah, I would want something like, you're true. Also, that also made me sound like an idiot. But I just think like, I don't know. I just feel like there'd be like different words or things that people would say, but maybe I'm just wrong. I don't know.
There are definitely silly words thrown out. Like, you know, when we toast, when we're reenacting, you don't say like, you know, cheers or anything. It's huzzah. So there's some fun things we say.
Okay. Okay. would there be, what is there an equivalent because I don't know if there is there an equivalent to a podcaster running around with a microphone interviewing people and talking to people out there?
Is there like an 1812 equivalent?
Yeah, or like a news reporter or somebody just out there talking to people.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to like weasel my way in here and you know, give me a cool hat and let me roam around and talk to people.
Oh yeah, if you show up. Oh yeah, totally. We can get you like the princess treatment. Like I'm sure we can get you. You can like infiltrate the ranks. Like if you really want, we could get you in drill, you know what I mean?
I just think it'd be really cool part of it is how you said it, just like, oh, this person just going in, no one knows, they just think he's a regular person or trying to like be part of the army. Also, everybody knows that I'm like the press, and I'm like talking to people or doing whatever, jotting stuff down with my ink and quill pen.
Oh, you can totally do it.
Or in this case, a camera and a microphone.
There are always spare chairs to pull up to the table. There's always alcohol flowing all day. You are more than welcome to just pull up and ask questions for sure.
I'm gonna think about that. I think that'd be fun. I think it'd be a cool thing, and I'm sure people would be into it. You sound pretty excited about it.
I have way too much fun with it.
So is this an all day thing, an all weekend thing? What is it?
Yeah, people sleep over. People bring RVs sometimes. Most people just sleep in camps, in our camps that we set up, and we have like multiple different ones set up. But people sleep in camps.
Do you stay the night there, or you go home?
I go home.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine there's quite a few people who do that.
I just live down the road, so
okay. But people that come from far away, you're right. Yeah, they gotta stay somewhere.
When we go to Put-in Bay, I sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
Wow. I don't have time for more hobbies in my life, but this sounds like something cool to do. The more I ask this question, the more I am super interested in things that, like, dang, if I had more time, I would do this or that or whatever. Because people come up with some really cool stuff that they do, and I'm like, oh man, this is. I don't have any more time. But if I can dedicate a day just to be out there and running around talking to people, so
you really should. The people that I reenact with all have a lot of cool, interesting stories.
All right, all right. Are there people who are interacting that are specific people, like this person always plays this person? And
not at Fort Meigs, but okay. There is a guy that shows up to every reenactment who you've probably saw him at the Apple Butter Festival, Francis Scott Key, the guy who wrote the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. He is always Francis Scott Key. That's okay. The only guy I know that has a specific character.
And are people okay with that, or like, oh my gosh, this guy again?
He's kind of a meme. I don't know. I think he's great. I don't know. I don't know his real name either. When I see him, I call him Francis Scott Key.
All right. That's the kind of gossip that I want right now. Caroline doesn't know his real name. But that's all right. I'm sure he loves Francis Scott being called Francis Scott Key, though.
I mean, he branded himself. So, I mean, he kind of did that to himself. So,
do you have a different name
when I reenact?
Yeah.
If people actually like ask, I can say I'm Charles, but normally I just say I'm Caroline.
Okay. All right.
I'm supposed to play the role of a guy, and I'm not really supposed to, you know, show that I'm a girl, but especially when I had the pink hair, it was a lot harder. So
when you are supposed to be a guy, do you like try, like you tuck your hair or whatever, right?
Yeah, I have to take out all my different piercings in my ears, and I take out my nose piercing, and, you know, no makeup or anything like that, and then I have to hide all my hair in a cap, yeah.
Okay, all right. Are there people that take it too seriously?
You know, not at Fort Meigs. When we travel to other forts, there are some people where you're like, you're not showering because it's historically accurate. Those kinds of people, you know, those people are, they're few and far between. Most of us aren't crazy, but some people are really crazy.
Cause I was thinking about like showing up with my little handheld camera and someone just like, what is this device that you like, man, just talk to me, please.
No, they won't do that. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's good. That would be the hardest thing to do, is to like do this thing for fun and with friends. And then there's that one person who like, in the group are like trying to be historically accurate for everything. Like, all right, guy, that's not as fun when you do that.
The only thing they'll get on the reenactors for is if we have our phones out in camp, we really should go to the bathroom to use our phones or something. Cause it kind of ruins the Disney magic. If you see someone in like full garb and everything, and then they're using a phone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That sounds so, I'm so glad you have that. And it's so important to have this thing, a thing, you know, to get away and to look forward to all the time, you know, and, you know, cause it can be hard out there, you know, like, you know, you're in school and it's just, it can be difficult to, you know, oh, I got finals coming up or this or that or the other. And you're like, oh, but on the horizon, I get to not look at my phone and sit next to Sandy who doesn't shower, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's
it's good to be involved too, especially in the local history in the area. Just feels like it's a bigger picture kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Just to know, like, it's important to know, like you said, the local stuff, especially like why are we here? Why is this thing here being the fort and that kind of stuff? Although what I don't like, I believe the fort is owned now by privately owned now, or owned by somebody else, and they charge you to go into the fort where years ago you could just go into it. And I haven't probably been back in about 4 years, but the last time, maybe it was during COVID, we just wanted to do something and we walked up like, yeah, it's gonna be $20. Wait, $20 just to get in the fort? Like, yeah. I'm like, ah, I'm good. We'll just stay on the outside of it and look at it. I'm not gonna pay $80 for me and my family to walk around in some grass.
Yeah, the thing is like the fort is so easy to get into that I think a lot of people thought for a long time that it was free, but it's always been paid admission.
Oh, because
makes money.
Yeah, because all the gates were open all the time.
Yep.
And then this last time, like I said, it was probably 4 years ago when we went, everything was closed and we walked in that building that they have there. I'm like, oh, you got, I didn't realize you had to pay all the time. I just went in there.
Yep. Yeah. The only people that are really allowed to use it for like 100% free is when the cross country team goes in there.
Ah, that makes sense.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I shouldn't be as disgruntled as I am.
That's okay.
I've been ripping off the fort for years. Just walking in there.
I think we all have. It's okay.
All right.
You know, sometimes you go in and pay admission. It's fine, you know. Go and buy weird, fun things in the gift shop, you know.
Yeah, I didn't even look around that much. I was like, as soon as they said it was going to be $20 a person, I'm like, I'm good, and got out of there. So,
I don't blame you.
Okay, so besides reenacting old battles, you're in school currently still, right?
Yep.
And you got one more semester?
One more.
Or you're in the last semester, right?
This is my last one. I got like 21 more days of class.
Oh, my. Well, first of all, congratulations. I saw you're getting a job in Missouri,
yep,
which is equally awesome. And for me, it's terrifying. Like if it was me just to up and leave and go somewhere. I don't know if you know anybody out there or are you just like, oh, I'm getting a job.
Nope. I don't know anybody out there. I know nobody. Okay. I went there for spring break and met my boss and met my coworkers and I just had a blast. I don't know.
Well, you make friends very easily. I feel like.
That's true.
Yeah. So what made you decide to go out there, like to get a job there?
So actually in our plant identification classes here at ATI, we use the Missouri Botanical Gardens website as a source. Hmm. So if we're, you know, trying to find the most updated taxonomy on, you know, like, is this still in this genus? Is this still in this family? We check the Missouri Botanical Gardens website. So I always had this idea since first year at ATI. I was like, you know, this place is prestigious and it's really not that far away. And I always had it in the back of my head. I was like, I kind of want to work there. That'd be really awesome. So I applied and I got a position.
What position is it? Or what will you be doing?
So I have a weird mixed position. So my position is indoor floral display. So you know how the Toledo Zoo does the orchid show?
Mm-hmm.
I will be doing the Missouri Botanical Gardens orchid show as well as the train show around Christmas time. And I'll also be doing, you know, basically left like a florist's job for half of my job. I made boutonnieres, I made different, you know, floral arrangements and everything while I was there for spring break.
Okay.
But the other half of my job is conservatories and like record keeping with the different plants at the garden. So I'll be going into the different greenhouses and conservatories and working with those people to, you know, keep things up to date and keep things watered and everything happy.
Wow. That, again, that sounds really cool for you. I'm happy for you because that's awesome. As much as I would like to at the Metro Parks again, the space there is very limited for what you want to do. So, that's right up your alley. I don't know if they would have said, all right, Caroline, we'll offer you a job. We don't know what it is yet until you get here. Would you have taken that job?
You know, if they had zero clue,
yeah,
probably not. But if they told me it was a horticulture job and I was going to be able to be around plants, hell yeah.
I mean,
if I'm around plants, I'm happy.
All right. Okay. I'm surprised I don't see anything in your background, any plants in your background, but I'm assuming they're somewhere in your room.
They're all downstairs in the living room. We only have a small window in our bedrooms up here, but downstairs all my plants are.
Nice. I recently got into succulents and been super excited because they're very easy to propagate. Yep. And so I have babies all over the place. In fact, well, I told my daughter, I was like, you know what they're called when they're little like this? She goes, what? I go, I think that they're called pups. She goes, pups? I'm like, yep. She goes, that's pretty cute. I was like, yeah. And so are they. They're tiny, tiny plants.
Hey, you know, if you ever want to increase the diversity of your collection, hit me up and I will get you hella props from greenhouse here. Oh yeah, we're about to have a plant sale for the greenhouses, and I'm employed by the greenhouses, so I can really just prop what I want.
What I normally do is when I'm at Home Depot or Meijer or whoever has them, and there's leaves that are off, I just pocket those and stick them in some soil when I get home.
There you go.
That's how I make plants. Actually, I just realized I bought a new one. I always I say I save them because they never get watered. So these things are like super dry. So I have one, and then I left it in my truck. So it's sitting in my cup holder right now as we speak. So I got to make sure to get that tonight.
It's okay. I've done that. I've done that a lot, actually. Yeah.
Well, that's the good thing about succulents is they're very forgiving. You can go forever without water in them. You can do whatever, and they'll stay alive for you. So it's a good, like, I feel like it's a good starter house plant than some other plants we have. We've had it forever, and I forget what it's called. We have this vine that's in our house, and it never gets any sun ever.
Is it a pothos?
And it probably. And barely gets water, and that thing grows like crazy. I don't know. We can actively try to kill it.
Yeah. Mine's been in the same pot for like 5 years, and I haven't touched it. It loves life. It's living life to the fullest.
A few times we've cut it back, just because it's getting out of control, and then it's like, all right, cool, thank you. I needed a haircut, and continues to grow. It's amazing. What are you looking forward to most going out to Missouri? They have really good barbecue, by the way. I don't know if you're into barbecue or not, but
do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to all like the Asian restaurants and the Middle Eastern restaurants while I was there.
All right. Well, barbecue.
Didn't even venture into barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm probably just looking the most forward to just being on the staff and being in the gardens. Like, I don't really have an outdoor position, which is, you know, kind of sad because I would really like to be outside. But I mean, having full access to the grounds whenever I want as an employee, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to just walk around and enjoy my mornings when I'm not working at work just because I can.
I have a staff member he lives right downtown. So we will see him in the park jogging or riding his bike. You're like, Jimmy, you don't have to be here on your day off, man. He was just nice. I like it here. I said, okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what is your living situation going to be like? Cause I feel like it's like college all over again. You're like, oh, I'm just going to meet these random people. And we're going to live together.
So rent is actually about the same as it is in Toledo.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cheap. The places I'm looking at are around like $650 to $850 a month. And I found a neighborhood I want to live in that's right next to the gardens, so I could walk to work or bike to work.
Awesome.
And I don't have a place yet because places don't want to rent out until, you know, 30 days before your move-in date. So,
okay.
But I've been looking at apartments since December.
I'm sure it's like when we're in the middle of the dreads of the winter. That's when I always get on Pinterest, and it's like, I just want to see greens right now. Show me some plants, show me some pots and that kind of stuff. Yep, I imagine you got super excited. You're like, all right, where am I going to live?
Yep. I get really into house plants in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is my little jungle. And then in the summertime, all my plants get neglected and then the cycle continues.
I was thinking about putting some of my succulents outside, like pot in pot type of deal. So I'll put a pot in the ground and then I'll put that pot in it and just let them be outside.
They probably like that. They probably get a lot of sun too.
Yeah.
The only problem with succulents is I think the words ateliolate, they reach for the sun and they just get all stringy and gross and stuff.
Okay. I have one that's doing that right now and I don't know what to do.
It's like, kind of like with, you know, if you're growing like tomato seedlings and they start getting really leggy, people always tell you to move the light closer to the seeds and the little seedlings so they don't like reach so much for the sun. You just need to get a grow light.
Interesting. Also, they're very, like, again, they're very forgiving. I could just hack them down and they're like, all right, cool. I'll just start growing from here. So maybe I just need to hack them down and make them more bushier. Cause that's what happened. Again, I don't know anything about the succulents I have. I just know they're succulents. I don't know what kind they are, but this one, it's just growing really tall. And I have two of them, but then in the middle, one got cut too, but it's starting to like sprout like three different ones. I'm like, all right, so maybe I should just cut these down too and just sprout these little ones. So I don't know.
Probably bonsai or succulent. Like, you know what I mean?
That is another thing I'm super in. I love bonsai. Like, I
You
want to
haven't yet?
know, and I want to. I want to so bad. I on TikTok, on my Instagram is full of bonsai. Like, it just looks so cool. Like, I don't, but the issue is, like, with succulents, I can constantly, like, all right, well, I'm gonna regrow some other ones. It happens relatively quickly. It'll happen a little quicker now that it's warming, getting warmer. Just because I haven't been in this bay window and it's cold there unless the sun's out. But with bonsai, I feel like I would just be messing with it too much because I would like want to do things and that kind of stuff, and it just looks really cool. And eventually, maybe, but I like all the pots too, those little tiny pots. There, I am obsessed, Caroline. I am obsessed with these tiny, tiny bonsai where the pot is the size of a quarter and there's little. Oh my gosh.
You
Again, what am
know,
I going to do with these?
right around the corner from the botanical gardens, there is a bonsai place, and the guy does workshops and teaches you
Really?
bonsai shit. I'm not even kidding. I follow him on Facebook. It's called like Tea Town Bonsai. You should hit him up.
I should. It's such a cool thing. And you can like my favorite thing, and I will have to wait till I get good at it whenever I do it. I love bonsai forests. Like when there's like five or six trees, it's usually like a, I don't know, a larch or something. I saw one yesterday on Instagram, and it's like five or six of them. So it looks like a tiny forest.
I've
It's
never seen that before. I've only
no,
seen the circular trees.
oh my gosh. It is one of the best things I've ever seen. And that is what I want to do when I get good at bonsai.
Those are so
Isn't
cute.
it? Isn't it? I'm telling you.
No, you should totally do that.
Bonsai forests is the way to go. But yeah, eventually. I do know one name of one of the bon I have a jade plant, and that's the only one that I know the name of because it was my dad's. And my dads are huge. So I was able to just take some of his and propagate it. But yeah, this bonsai.
Man, I have a big one at home that hasn't been watered in probably like 3 months. And I always forget to water it when I go home. You might just, get the little jade plants dropped off on your front doorstep one of these days.
I need to start putting some of these plants at like the enrichment center. So I don't know. Next time you are in town, I don't know if you've been to the seen our new facility, but we have a new shop, a new offices and everything. It's called the enrichment center. So I need to bring plants there and just have plants.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. All right, Caroline. So I was not only do they have the bonsai forest, but my favorite tree, one of my favorite trees, Dawn Redwood Bonsai Forest. Ugh, it's like everything I could ever want right there.
Dawn redwoods are so cool.
My neighbor has one, or my around the corner neighbor has one. And whenever we go for a walk, I love it. It looks so nice.
Oh.
I want one in my backyard, but I have these giant trees and they're both silver maples. And I want to like plant a tree underneath it for when I eventually get rid of these. So like something substantial is growing when we cut it down, but there's silver maples are so weak wooded. I'm afraid it's just going to get damaged. So I got to figure something out there. Although I did prune it pretty heavily last year. I got it professionally groomed by
Oh, see, I think I remember that. Did they ever end up doing the cables and everything? And
Yep, they did the cables. I couldn't see them though for at first. I was like, wait, I think they forgot. And then I saw up there that they cabled all four of them together. So
how's
yeah.
the little
Redbud.
Redbud doing back there?
It was fine in the fall. I was watering it pretty heavily. I have not gone back there in this yet to look at it. I would imagine the buds are swelling pretty good. The winter was pretty mild here, so I wouldn't think it would get damaged by that. So, and I got 5 yards of mulch coming next week, so
Ooh.
I'm gonna mulch everything. I haven't mulched in probably about 2 years, so.
Yeah, that's probably about where I am. I haven't mulched since I, mulched my entire front yard over the cardboard, did like the
Oh
lasagna.
yeah.
I haven't mulched since then, so I'm just like pushing that mulch around still.
Just moving it around, make it look better.
Exactly.
We did that last year. Like because we have so many beds at Glass City Metro Park, we just can't mulch again. So right before opening, we just had a stir it up and make it look new, which it worked pretty good. We had like little garden weasels that we just weaseled around and flipped up the mulch. Looked nice though.
I think I remember that. I think did you guys have TBG people come and help you out for that?
I don't know if it was for that. I know they were there, but possibly. I don't know for sure. Yeah.
I remember hearing somebody complaining about mulch fluffing. I don't know who it was. I don't know when it was, but I heard about that.
How was it working with Amy?
Which one?
Amy in the greenhouse.
Amy Szabo?
Szabo.
I love her. She's so silly.
I feel like you would get along with her. I always call her weird. She's a...
I love her so much.
She was on the podcast too, and she is wild.
She is like my nerdy gardening soulmate in some ways. Mm-hmm. I feel like she just gets it. She has chickens. She's trying to, you know, live off her own land. I'm like, I love it.
She does cosplay. Yep. That's yeah. She's a cool person, and I told her and Emily that they should do podcasts together because Amy's just out there, and she said Emily just told me the other day, she goes, Amy called and said that she had a name for our podcast, and I was like, what? She goes, Fellowship of the Things. I was like, okay, but the only problem with that is, yeah, you guys will talk about anything, but the title makes it sound like you're going to talk about Lord of the Rings. She's like, I was like, that's kind of misleading right off the bat. She's like, yeah, that's true. But I guarantee Amy can link anything we talk about back to Lord of the Rings. I go, there's your shtick right there.
That's so facts.
Yeah.
I remember my first week at TBG and all the different employees were giving me the rundown of all the other different employees. And the big thing was like, Amy will always talk about like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit or whichever one it was. I haven't read any of that. I haven't seen all the movies, but they made sure to warn me. They're like, It's all about The Hobbit. Like, you know what? Okay, I can deal with that.
And the other Amy Radon. You worked with her too, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I miss her so much.
So she and I'm sure she had mentioned it, but I worked with her my very first landscape job ever, which is probably about, I don't know, 16 years ago now or 15 years ago, something like that.
That was with Steve's company, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. Steve and Margie Black, they own a company, and Amy worked there. So when she got hired by the Metro Parks, I thought that was pretty cool too. So it was, she's awesome. I loved working with her then, and every once in a while I get to see her now. So
I miss, we would always be on the same wavelength. We'd be like, man, I saw something that was looking kind of weird on the other side of, you know, of so-and-so garden, and she'd be like, I know exactly what you're talking about, that bothered me last week, and we'd go and we'd fix it. Oh my gosh, we were just on the same wavelength, and we'd always DoorDash food for lunch. She's like, where do you want to get food from today?
Like, oh my gosh,
I had so much fun.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had fun there, because it's I love working for the Metro Parks, and when people get jobs at the Metro Parks, like they realize like, yeah, this is a really cool place. They treat their employees well, depending, you know, better some than other parks, you know, depending on where you're at. But everyone does, it's just a good place to work for, and I'm glad, you know, I'm glad everything worked out. I'm glad you worked for me for a little bit, and so that was pretty cool. No one ever wants to hire high school students, and I was like, well, there is an unknown there because they're high school students, but I knew you, so it was a little less there. But but I'm glad you're moving on and doing bigger things now. Well, what's your ultimate plan here? That, like, I know now you're just like, all right, I'm just working in horticulture. This is what I want to do. Throw some plants at me. Let me see some flowers. But do you have like a master plan of like, all right, here's what I want?
So I kind of have a master plan. I definitely am so glad I got my foot in the door at the gardens, you know, doing the floral display position and everything. But I definitely want to pivot to, you know, maybe being more of like a leadership role in the gardens, like in the actual display gardens.
Okay.
I would love to be in the Japanese garden. I just think that'd be so neat. but I definitely want to transition to an outdoor role for sure. But that's as far as I've gone with math.
You know what I will tell you is that the key word you said was leadership. There isn't a lot of people who want like that role. There isn't somebody that wants to be a leader. Sometimes people are forced to be leaders and it doesn't work out well. And, but it is an important role. And, I think you'd be a good teacher, an instructor, like, not even like people and you're showing them around, but other staff members like, Hey, Caroline, we're going to put so-and-so with you. And we want you to show them the ropes and all this kind of stuff. Cause it's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, some people recognize they don't want it and good for them because that this is their job path then. But other people like myself, like I know I want to be in charge of things and do that kind of stuff. So I think as long if you can keep tagging that word on to whatever the next opportunities are, it'll go a long way. You know, just talking to your bosses and stuff saying, hey, here's where I'm at. I want more leadership, or I want to be, you know, put me in charge of projects or that kind of stuff. You know, the more the better.
Definitely. Yeah. I really like having that that creative, like being able to have a vision in your head and have other people around you be like, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Let's tackle that together. And just having something like that come to fruition and, you know, heading a team and being in charge of that and really seeing something come from nothing. I adore that. I love that.
Yeah. And like I said, it is important. And if you can put that on the forefront and let people know right away, like, this is what I want, if they're good people, they'll give you opportunities to showcase that aspect of that. So hopefully that happens for you. The real question is how long has it been since you picked up a shot or a disc since high school?
Well, no, it's been way earlier than that because I threw a shot and disc with the girls here on campus.
Oh, really?
I guess there's something with agriculture girls and being strong.
Okay.
But we go to the park and throw disc. But I actually just threw a cannonball, like a shot put, on Saturday.
Okay. All right. And just for you that for people who are listening and don't know, I coached junior high track. Caroline did. I was a shot and disc throw coach. Caroline did that in junior high and in high school. So that's why I asked that seemingly weird question out of nowhere. But that's cool that you get to do that every once in a while, you know?
Yeah, once it gets warmer, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's track season. Let's go. My shot and disc are coming with me when I go to Missouri for sure.
You have one? You have some? I didn't know you had some.
Oh yeah, I have like three of each.
No.
I really wanted to steal one from the high school, and I totally could have, but I didn't.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's so cool. I'm going to start. My son's going to be in seventh grade next year. So this summer, we're going to start doing some stuff just to see if he likes it. Hopefully he does. I love it. I love it so much. And it was fun to coach it. So we're going to go out there and I'm sure my daughter want to be involved too, but, we're going to try it out for the first time this summer.
That'll be awesome. That'll be so great.
Yeah. I think that's funny. I never in a million years would I have thought that you had a shot and disc, let alone multiple of each.
My dad bought them for me when I was in middle school. He actually bought me a 1.5K disc and it's huge. I can't throw that, but I still have it. I don't know what to do with it, but I'm like, my hand doesn't even fit on the disc. But yeah, I have a bunch of my own. So
I was just saying, who do you have a group of people or have you shown like new people? Like, hey, have you ever done this?
No, they're all people that were throwers in high school.
Okay. All right.
I don't have to show anyone, but we fetch each other's discs and we, you know, throw them back and forth, play, you know, like toss, not really catch, but you know, you just throw back and forth. Really fun.
So is there a track and field team at your school?
No.
Okay.
We only have like recreational sports. Our softball just started. Oh. We have soccer and basketball teams and volleyball teams and stuff like that, but no track.
What's the name of your school again? You said the letters, but.
So I'm at Ohio State's Agricultural Technical Institute in Worcester. They're actually pivoting to rebrand us to CFAES, which is College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences.
Okay.
Just to make us more similar to Columbus, because that's what the ag campus side of Columbus is called, is CFAES. So.
Okay. So it's just all lumped in together.
That's what they're trying to go for, yeah.
Okay. And I think we talked about this before, but this school that you're at, this is where you knew you were going. Like, there was no other school you wanted to go to, or was there a choices?
There were different ones. I wanted to go to Owens, and I went and talked to
Foley.
Your professor over there, and you know, but Worcester ended up winning, so we have an arboretum on campus.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, either way, because I know I talked to when I talked to him, said, "Hey, I have this old student of mine who's has her own landscape business and wants to do all this stuff." So, I'm glad you at least went to talk to him. I didn't know that, so that was cool. We just had a reunion, an Owens Landscape and Turfgrass Management reunion. And there was a lot of people at it. It was anybody who's still alive that has graduated from the program was invited. So we went to I forget what it was, a golf course, country club, but I can't remember what it was. But we went out there and, you know, had some food. There was prizes, there was games. I my wife did not go with me. She could not say no fast enough to my invite. But there was trivia. So it was all like plant-based trivia. And it was like, when I got home from my wife, I told my wife, I go, yeah, it was probably a good call on you not go.
Okay, that sounds like heaven, though. That sounds awesome. Oh, plant trivia?
It was fun. And a lot of us, most of us there had been out of school for a while. And some of us don't use that stuff on a daily basis, like, you know, scientific names and, you know, remembering the five types of plants that have opposite leaf arrangement and like all that stuff. And you know, so it was cool. It was a cool thing. And then there was a Woody ID. You could take your little piece of paper and have all this Woody ID and ID them that way. And then there was turf and weed ID, so you could do all that too. It was plant it was just nerds just nerding out about plant stuff. So
I think weeds are my specialty. But I think I do pretty good on the Woody ID too.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about the like working in the green industry? Like, is there one thing you love to do more than any other thing? Or is there something you're more, you know, more about, more knowledgeable about? What is it?
Oh my gosh. That is such a loaded question. 'Cause there's so much. There's so much. I'm like so into houseplants and orchids, but then I love gardening outside in Ohio natives. I'm really big into the natives.
Okay.
And collecting different cultivars of hostas. And it's just, there's so much stuff going on. Like, I could not narrow it down to one thing.
Do you have, you mentioned hostas. Do you have that Hostapedia with like all the different cultivars and varieties and stuff?
I do not own the Hostapedia.
No.
No, I don't.
I had an old boss who was really into hostas, and he brought that book in, and we were looking through it. It's pretty amazing.
That's what I really loved about TBG was the hosta collection.
Yeah,
that was so neat.
When I go there and just on my free time, even before I started working in the Metro Parks, I'm like, man, I want some of these plants. Like, can I just like snip a little piece off and take it home with me?
I mean, if you join the Black Swamp Hosta and Daylily Society, yes, you can take them home. That's why I joined.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. I'm like on the Facebook page and everything.
Wow. Maybe I should just go to your house then and take stuff. Your parents. Oh, no. You don't have that house anymore, though, do you?
My parents are looking at apartments in Dundee right now. So we do have the house.
Okay.
But I have a feeling there's going to be a post going out on Facebook soon that says, come split whatever you want for my garden because my parents are moving.
So, oh yes. How about that? Can you give me like a day early? Give me a preview.
Let
me know that. Because if
you're committed and you want some of these plants, hell yeah.
I will be there. Yeah. Cause anytime I can get some plants, especially some cool looking plants, I will take you up on that for sure. Yeah.
Oh, my ghost hosta does need to go to a good home.
I when you told me about that, I've never heard of it until you told me about that.
They're so cool.
I know. And then you explained it very well. You're like, yeah, I was like, why is it called that? Well, the leaves are white and it dies because it can't do photosynthesis. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But yes, you mark that one. If you need someone in particular to take it, I will take that one because that's really cool.
I bought like a grab bag from Burgess Seed Company 2 years ago, and I just have a bunch of different ones. So yeah,
Okay.
you're totally welcome.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I've been playing with this stupid like little, it's like squishy. And it just broke and stuff went everywhere. That's
Oh.
weird. I'm just glad it wasn't, my computer's far enough away from me where it's not right underneath me. Is
There's
it?
probably
Oh,
like
it's like, it's fragrant. It smells like perfume or something.
that's
That's
just
weird. That's weird.
don't drink it.
No, I will I will not. It's pretty thick. Let me see if you can see it come out. Barely. Yeah. YouTube. Go to YouTube if you want to see what this little squishy bear full of nice smelling stuff is. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, sorry I derailed that conversation. But yes, please let me know if that is the case, because I'll be over there shovel in hand and digging some plants up. Well, now would be a good time to do it too, because all the stuff's just coming up. So
Well,
how
I
many,
know
go
I'm
ahead.
still going to have the summer.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I still look good for the summer, but I will definitely be downsizing.
Oh yeah. Why is your parents leaving? Just
So
because?
my dad works out of Detroit. My mom works out of Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay.
And my two sisters are moving out to live in an apartment in Toledo, and I'm moving to St. Louis. So they're kind of going to use that as an opportunity to get all the furniture out of the house that we want and then downsize themselves.
Awesome.
So
Okay. All right. Where do you fall in line with your sister? Are you the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay. All right. How does that go? We'll go over very well. Like, get along with them?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's always hot or cold, hit or miss with siblings, I feel
Sure.
like. But being the baby of the family has its perks,
I know.
Right.
I also have a baby sister who, not so much now, but when she was like in high school, it was like, all right, she just did exactly what I did when I was in high school, and I was grounded for a semester, and you grounded her for a day, you know. All
Yep.
right. Are they into the same kind of stuff you are?
Not at all.
Outside battles, that kind of stuff. No.
Not at all. Nope. They like sitting inside on the computer, just drinking coffee, just chilling, doing their own thing. I'm the odd one out. I'm the
Yeah.
crazy sister.
What'd your family think when you're like, hey, I'm gonna turn our front yard into, it's gonna look like cardboard at first, but there's gonna be all kinds of stuff down there?
My dad is always in it for the long run. He's like, what? If you want to do it, go for it. My mom is like, what the hell are you doing? She sometimes comes around to my crazy ideas, other times not, but my dad's always there to, support whatever crazy thing I want to do. So it's always okay.
That's
Always.
good. Well, I would imagine having a parent be like, yes, this is good. And I think I would imagine your parents talk about you when you do specific things, and there's a good conversation, and everyone comes to agreement on how they feel about it, and go forth, my child. And they're letting you do whatever you got to do. You know, is being a parent, the only thing I always request of my children is that whatever they're doing or into is safe. So I would imagine that's what your parents see as well. So I'm assuming when you started doing reenactments, they had a few questions first.
My dad went to reenactments with me before
We're
I
just gonna
even
say
started. So
when I
you're
saw
correct.
you, your dad was there as well. Yeah.
He's always with me. He's like my partner in crime.
Awesome. All right, Caroline. Well, I won't keep you too long. I do appreciate you coming on. Best of luck in Missouri. That's awesome. And I look forward to seeing your pictures. I did see all the pictures when you were at spring break there. It looks cool. Again, it's something right up your alley. I'm sure you're gonna love it. I'm sure you love it now. You're not even there. So thanks again for all your hard work when you worked for me at the Metro Parks and at TBG. You are super reliable, and for being you're you, in some cases, you're more reliable than my full-time staff. So, so I appreciate that. So, best of luck. Let me know if there's something I can do, and shoot me that text when you decide to people can start digging up your parents' yard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, Caroline.
Yep. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again to my guest, Caroline Hanna, for coming on the podcast today. Caroline and I go way back to when she was in junior high. This was probably 10 years ago. And that's when I was her throwing coach on the track team, throwing shot and disc. So it was cool to see her on the podcast. She was on the podcast. I think I mentioned it pretty early, but I think it was like the 45th episode. So for her to come back on, it was cool to see how things have changed in 3 years, what she's doing, her new job at the Missouri Botanical Garden, talking about still throwing shot and disc recreationally. So I thought that was pretty funny. But thanks again to her for coming out. As always, thanks to all of you for listening, downloading, sharing, subscribing, liking the podcast wherever you are finding it. Don't forget about the YouTube page. Search the Nerdball Podcast. You will see my face and the face of my guests as well. So keep doing that. Hit us up on the nerdballpodcast at gmail.com. I have about four people I contacted that I need to schedule dates for. So we are working on that. And so I'm excited for that. And again, I'm going to be looking around for places to do in-person video. So hopefully you won't see the cool stuff in my background. So as always, thanks to Real JP Multimedia, Big Daddy Graphics, Perrysburg Junior High STEM Lab, and Cuttlefish Graphics for always helping out the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.